New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. On today, that is, what, Thursday, the 31st of May? We are late, as usual, but hey, I was on honeymoon. You come back, you're fucking knackered, all that shit. Give me a fucking break. Riding solo today, decided to do one by myself. Probably got one lined up next week with Mickey. Probably should have done one with Maureen, but hey, you know, she's asleep, sleeping off the old honeymoon jet lag or whatever, and I just thought I'll go old school today and do a fucking old school podcast, you know what I mean? So here we are. A few things to plug. Lavery's Comedy Club next week. We return with another fucking monster show. We have, well, I'll be on. You know, let's not fuck about it. I'll be on first. Doing some new material, probably some borderline racist stuff about Mexicans. And then Mickey Bartlett's going to be emceeing. And then headlining, we'll have Neil Delamere. How'd that happen? I don't know. But it's a good sign for Lavery's that comedians on that level are... there are lethal comedians playing there already. The likes of Mickey's and the Sheens and the fucking Daves and the whole General Banter squad, you know what I mean? Elite comedians. But to have, you know, people come from elsewhere and want to play Lavery's is a big fucking deal. So we've got Neil Delamere next week. It still remains the same price entry fee. It's still £6. That's probably a mistake on my part. Probably should have charged about £15. You know, I'll probably have to pay him a goddamn fortune. But hey, I want it to be special. I want it to be normal that comedians come... big comedians come in and test their new material. That's what I want. In America, that's what happens. You know, if you're in the fucking, you know, McCann's over there now telling me stories, people fucking come in. Oh, there's Bill Burr, just bumped everyone in the lineup to do an hour-long thing. That's kind of what I want, you know? I want big comedians to treat Lavery's like a good club where they can come and practice stuff in front of a great audience, which is you guys. So thanks for that. You know what I'm saying? That's on the 6th of June. What else have we got coming up? I don't know. I'm working on a whole pile of dates. You know, is that a goddamn fly going to come in the mic? Fuck my asshole. Yeah, we're working on a bunch of dates so I can get back over to Scotland and England and various other places. Might stretch down to Dublin. Do you know what I'm saying? Might stretch down to Dublin. But let's play this fucking intro and we'll talk some shit in a second. Yeah, boy!
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
What about you, baby? I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. I didn't cut out of that quick enough, and I played on to the next song. Fairly hefty beat by my boy Phil McEwen. Basically, if you watch any vlogs or the General Banter documentary that's on YouTube, check it out. Shot by Dark Matter, featuring music from my boy Phil McEwen, aka Polymath. Savage beats, bro. How many rap songs do you reckon you would listen to, you know, without rapping on it yet? And you'd be like, what in the fuck? What the fuck is that? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I had a video that I made a while ago. And I had to search for... Let me just check if it comes up on this computer. Well, it hasn't. It might be in my downloads. I looked up this... It's a Tyler, the Creator song. The new song. It's called Okra. You know? And I looked that up to see if I could get the instrumental, and someone had made it, basically made their own version of it, and you listen to it without the words on it, and you're like, how did he hear that and go, god damn it, that's fire, motherfucker, I'm gay as shit. How did he hear that and just be like, Anyway, I just woke up from a goddamn, here's what happened last night. Slept a bit during the day. When did we get home? Tuesday we got home? Yeah, Tuesday. Slept a wee bit, then slept all night Tuesday. Felt great. Hold on, my head is up my hole. And then last night was Wednesday night. So yeah, I was watching TV. And jet lag's weird, because you're not like, oh man, I'm so tired. Jet lag is like, I'm grand, but... Like, that's what you're like. Like, someone just went... That's what you fucking feel like. So I'm sitting there watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I'll be honest, might be the... It's so fucking funny. It's ridiculously funny. But I'm watching that, and I was just like, I have to go to bed. I have to go to bed now. So I got up, went to bed about 12. Maureen always jokes that I sleep like a Labrador. Like, I'll fall asleep. I'll be like, I'm so fucking tired. Sleep for 20 minutes and be like, ding, let's motherfucking party. You know? So I slept at 5:30, woke up, and I was like, oh man, slept, feel good. Do I get up now? Certainly not. No one's getting up at 5:30. It's not quite as bright today as it was yesterday. I thought it was going to be sunny as shit. Woke up and I was like, don't know about this. Don't know about 5:30. Can I drink this yet? So, went back to sleep. Woke up. Maureen's like tearing about the bedroom. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Where are you going? She goes, I have to go to the dentist today for my braces. And I was like, right, okay. Forgot about that. What time is it? 11:45. I actually slept longer in the second batch of sleep that I did than I did in the first batch. So I slept the fucking 5:30, which is about 5.5 hours. Then I fucking goddamn near slept another 6. Does that maths work out? Yeah. I nearly slept another fucking 6 hours. And I was just like, oh, what the fuck? And then she came back from the dentist and then she's all fucked up. She's like, I have to go to sleep again. I'm like, right, go ahead. But that's jet lag for you. And also, fuck. Like, our honeymoon was amazing. Do you know what I mean? It was, the food was amazing. The scenery was amazing. It rained for about 3 days. I fucked it up, of course, by being, you know, either injured or sunburnt. That's legit. Like, about 2 weeks before the wedding, I've told you this story before, I lifted kettlebells with an injury. No, not an injury. With terrible technique. With a movement in a squat that people call a butt wink. Okay? And I've told Maureen that. I was like, I've researched my injury. I know what it is. A butt wink. And she laughs her head off. And I'm like, who landed on the name butt wink? You know? It's basically when you go down into a squat. And instead of your hips. Say this is your body. Say, no one can see this unless you're watching the video. That's your legs. There's a bit where, like, if you go too low with too heavy weight, your arse will, like, tuck forward as if you're, like thrusting your dick. Like, that, in fact, it would be less embarrassing if they called it, you got too low in the squat and it was too heavy and you did a dick thrust. That's what they should have called it. The knob thrust. Oh, you've done, by the way, I heard my dad call someone a knob thrust when I was younger and I goddamn near pissed myself. That's what they should have called it, the knob thrust. And I've watched them, of course, when you go delve into it, you get into that sort of world, you're like watching videos and real serious, like trainer guys, like, what's up, dude? Today we're here talking about the fucking butt wink. You got too much fucking weight wearing on the front when you go down there and then you get the goddamn butt wink at the front. It's going to rip your fucking spine out. Every video. Hey, we're here to talk about the butt wink. Butt wink. I'm going to do one. It's great. Hey, lads, do you ever lift too much in a fucking squat? You know, turns, you do an old knob thrust and your fucking spine comes out. Anyway, I think that's what's happened. I think between fucking hamstrings pulling one way and over rotation and then also, like, it wasn't a lot of weight, the front squat, but it was kettlebells, so they were very unsteady. And I just was cold and threw them up there. And I think I went down and just overextended my lower back, which was fucked. Also, I did that the day before I had a show at the Limelight. Took a lot of pills. Not fun pills, like actual, like, fucking ibuprofens and shit. Did that show and sort of adrenaline got me through that. Woke up the next day, literally couldn't get out of bed. Like, I could stand up straight after about 3 minutes of standing there, and if I sat down I could sit down sort of, but anywhere in between that was like fucked. So went on holiday with that. Thought it was getting better. I just didn't give it time to get better, you know. The day after the wedding, which I mentioned in the last podcast, also was blocked. Fucking tripped on a thing. Iron came down on top of me. Back was fucked again. Pills. Didn't give it time to recover. Long flight. All that shit. Get off. I'm like, right, I'll take some painkillers. Feeling good. Whatever. Go down to the beach. Someone's like, do you want to play beach volleyball? Sure. Playing beach volleyball. sprained my toe, or like staved my toe, which was a toe that I've previously broken in a car crash. And then I was like, right, here we fucking go. What the fuck's going on here? Limping about, back sore. And then knee started to get sore because I was like walking fucking stupid. So I'm like absolutely crippled walking along here. And then one day I just stayed out in the sun too long, got burnt to shit. That made me miss about two, three days of sun. Then it rained for like 3 days. So I basically missed a full week of being in Mexico. Asshole. Fucking asshole. And then obviously the flight home was just a nightmare. Because I don't know what the fuck happened, but on the way over, this is bad design, I would say. There's three seats in the middle. We paid extra for the legroom seats. We're not paying for economy. Suck my dick. You know? I don't know why. Not economy. Business. Or what the fuck's it called? Executive. I don't know. The one that's better than where you're sitting. We got about as good as it gets where we're sitting. In front of the fucking toilet block. Got a bit of leg space. I would pay for the business lounge thing if it was like a cup, you know, like, what's reasonable? A couple of hundred quid each more. See, when it's like, oh yeah, it's £1,500 each more. You're like, well, no. I could literally come home, save that money, and then go on another holiday. You know what I mean? I could buy a fucking lethal camera for about £3,000, I'm sure. There's a million things I could do with £3,000. But maybe if you have that sort of change flying about, you're just like, well, fuck it, you know. I don't give a shit about that. Of course, I'm gonna go in the front and get my champagne in a glass cup instead of in a fucking plastic beaker like you're at a water machine. Doesn't matter what you order. Hi, can I get a Grey Goose and whatever? Yeah, here it is in a plastic thimble. Fuck right off. Did the flight. The seats were fucked up. Here's the deal. If you're sitting at those front seats before the little middle section where the fire escapes are, if you're sitting there, the screen comes out of the fucking armrest. So if you're sitting on the left hand seat, a lot of room, because the armrest on the right, like the right hand side of you, is a regular armrest. Then if you're in the next seat, you've got a regular armrest and then a thicker one because it's got a screen in it. And then the one beside that, which is where I was on the way back, you're stuck between two armrests that have screens in it. So there's about that much less room. So before you were like, oh my God, this is comfy as fuck. And I know I'm a fat cunt, but I'm also very chunky. So I was like, this isn't the same as the other seat. The other seat, I was sitting there lording it, fucking edited our wedding video, you know, on the way over, 5 hours, bang, done, getting work done. The way back, I sat in it and went, oh, there's 10 hours of this shit. This is going to be hectic. So I sat in it just like, oh, uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable. Just sat there. Bullshit the whole time. Then get to fucking London. We land. And then just typical fucking EasyJet. Or we landed at like 10 to 8. Rushed through, got our stuff because we thought the flight was at like 10. And then they were just like, it's delayed to 10:30. And we're like, okay, well, class. We'll just burn more time here in fucking Gatwick. And then they were just like, oh no, it's going to go sooner. And we're like, oh great, it's been changed again. Oh, it's been put forward again. And you're like, okay. And then eventually it was like, right, go to the gate. We're going to go now. And we rushed down. We're like, sweet. Then we waited at the gate forever. And they're like, oh, it's just been another wee delay. And you're like, what do you mean delay? And then the plane pulls in because it just landed. And you're like, oh, so you made us go to the gate and the fucking thing hadn't even landed yet. Then we get on the plane and we're sitting. Hello, folks. We're having a bit of a difficulty. Having a bit of a difficulty at the front. I reckon pilots just... There's one fly in here doing my tits in. That's the joy of having a fucking office with a window in it. Or double doors. Just sit with a door open in the sun. It's my actual dream. You know? But how bored are pilots? Just, hey, it's not a fucking bit of a mission. I don't give a fucking... couldn't give a fucking monkey's cock about this. But anyway, fucking... I was going to fly over and fucking... didn't give a shit. I'm at the front here getting a suck job from a flight attendant. His name is Gary. He's got a lovely beard and he's sucking my cock right now. Anyway, we'll have permission from the traffic control to back up in about 10 minutes. Oh, extra pressure in that one. So this is literally what he said. Sorry, I'm having a bit of a technical difficulty. Also, be more specific, because when you say technical difficulty, I'm like, well, the engine's falling out. But he could have meant like, oh yeah, there's too many planes on the run waiting to take off, which I think it was the actual problem. And he goes, just waiting on clearance from the air traffic control to take off. Or no, we'll be backing the plane up in about 10, 15 minutes. So 20 minutes later, clunk, you hear the brakes come off and it goes, meh, and it goes back. And then it stops. It goes back about 10 meters, stops. And I went, is that what you meant by we're getting permission to back up in 10 minutes? You're going to reverse 10 meters? And then we sat there and he goes, okay, it was a bit of a congestion on the takeoff strip or whatever. And he's like, yeah, we just have to wait for clearance from that. Bloody blah. And then we reversed for 10 meters and then sat there for like another 25 minutes. And I was just like, oh, the love of Jesus Christ. Then he makes his way around to the queue to take off. And there's like six planes in front of us. It's like a taxi rank full of fucking planes waiting to take off. And then eventually it takes off and he's like, okay, we're just waiting. We're going. Now, I don't know what the crack was, but basically the first fucking 20 minutes of this flight were a nightmare. The fucking plane, you know when the plane takes off and you can't see anything? You can't see the floor. It literally just looks like just grey mist outside the plane for a long time. And it's fucking all over the shop. All over the shop. And then fucking people are getting up for a piss and then they're being sent back to their seat. And they're like, oh, you sure can't just do a piss? No. I love that argument. Oh, I need a wee. Yeah, but the pilot says stay in the seat because the fucking plane's all over the shop. But it's just a wee. As if you're going to be like, can I go to the toilet? And they're like, it's a bit of a bumpy flight. Is it a shit or a piss? And I go, it's just shit. I'm afraid you can't shit. I'm afraid you can't shit in there. So anyway, I got home, just absolutely fucking knackered. Begley picked us up. Shout out to Begley. We owe you something. Picked us up, took us home, and then just knackered, just fucking knackered. Although the back has loosened up rightly, you'd be glad to hear. Typical. Soon as I was sitting on holiday, like every time I got out of bed, I was like, oh my god, my back is fucked. As soon as I get back, going to the physio, and then I'm back, and I'm like, back feels good. Do you know? Oh, by the way, our new kitchen got put in while we were away, so that was a lovely surprise. As we come up the driveway, we're like, why is the side of the house full of shit? Oh, why is our cooker outside? And then you go inside and you're like, oh, it's all been done up. Even though there is a weird pattern on the worktop that Maureen's like, yeah, we're going to have to get that replaced. And you're like, oh, okay. Because you pick off a sample that's about that size and then it's fucking totally different. Anyhow. Oh yeah, big news. Also booked another wee tattoo for next week. I love tattoos, but they slip my mind. Every time I think about them, I'm like, I'd love to get a tattoo. And then I just forget, you know. But I'm going to get a wee tattoo next week. And then I'm going to go into development of a larger back piece, I think. Do you know what I'm saying? So there you go. Let me play a clip from this fucking mental bitch before I go on and talk. I was listening to this earlier, just while I was making a cup of coffee.
I know it sounds kind of outlandish to be like, I have 160 sex toys.
If you've seen this woman, not outlandish at all.
But it's more common than you think. Everybody has some kind of thing that they collect, and mine just turned out to be anthropomorphic monster dildos. These are some of my...
Wants to be fucked by an alien.
My favorite. This is like a male mermaid, and this is a leviathan.
A male mermaid? She's holding a dildo, and she's like, this one's a male mermaid. Is there a mermaid swimming about? A merman. Yeah, say merman. You know? Don't assume that his gender is still mermaid, you fucking bitch. Oh, just a wee mermaid swimming around with just like a wee... But also like a wee dick flapping about. Class.
That character is Elva, and then Elva has a toy, which are actually like dragon fingers.
For people who don't like dicks.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. I make sex toys that are supposed to be like monster cocks. But then also, if you're into anthropomorphic cocks, but you're a lesbian, you don't like cocks, here's two fingers that's the shape of two cocks that goes in you. There's an element of, I seen a thing online yesterday, and it was like, try out our new vegan wings. And I went, oh, vegan chicken wings, how do you work that? And then I read into it, it's fucking cauliflower. What? Why are you trying to chase? If you're like, oh, I don't eat meat, why do you want things that are like pretend versions of the meat? Do you know what I'm saying? Why are lesbians buying strap-ons? Dicks aren't for you. Do you know what I mean? I don't like dicks. I'll take a thing the shape of a dick and put it in me. Who's buying things that are like, I don't like dicks, but I'll have the thing that's the shape of a dick. I don't like dicks, but I like something in a shape that will fill the void of my vagina. It's a dick. Do you know? Now, I was trying to figure out what the fucking equivalent, if you were a dude. Because being any girl of reasonable looks, right, is like being the hottest dude. That's about the equivalent. Like, you could be like David Beckham the other week in his fucking suit. Like, what's up? He could have a wet dick his whole life if he wanted to. Like, his dick never dries. You know what I mean? At that wedding. So, that's what being a girl's like. You could have a full vagina around the clock if you really wanted to. Let's break it down into numbers. How sexist is that? If you were like a five girl on the look scale, that's the same as being a 10 dude. But the girl's like, oh, I can't get dick. I don't like dick. I like being filled up with cocks, but I don't like them. But you could, all day you could be full of guy. Same as like the likes of a Beckham type guy. Imagine he was just like, I could get Fanny all the time, but I don't like him. So like then he's just looming up a piece of fucking Denny's waffle thin and shoving his cock in it. And all the girls are going, why are you doing that? David, why are you doing that? You could have this wrapped around your dick all day. All fucking day. Do you know? All day you could have this wrapped around your dick and all my friends and all their fucking sisters and mums and everything. I don't like him. That would be like the girl going, I just want stuff in my fanny all day. And there's a bunch of dudes going, no bother. I know a lot of people could put dick in you all day. I don't like dicks, though. You said you wanted it filled up. What do you want? Do you have any anthropomorphic fingers? I know a girl. She's a fucking lunatic, but here we go.
Have you used all of these?
I have used every single one of these.
Look at the size of that. Oh! Okay. Okay.
These toys. I do not buy a toy to just put it on a shelf and forget about it.
I would genuinely like to know if there's any female listeners out there. Because I don't know if I've ever stumbled across... I mean, you can't use the term come across when you're talking riding. Anybody that was ever like, do you know what I love in my fanny? Massive objects. Massive.
When did you realize that you had monster fantasies?
I would say pretty early. I was a Jurassic Park kid that was like, I was in love with that movie.
Just sitting at home with a fucking, Jesus Christ, with like a T-Rex doll.
And just the creatures and like how they moved, how they operated, teeth, claws, scary. That didn't scare me at all. That was more interesting for me. And then, of course, you know, later down the line,
for me,
I discovered, I was like, you know, these monsters would be kind of interesting, you know, if they were, I guess, in a way sexualized, but so then that's just kind of went off the rails that way.
That's such a like pubescent boy thought, isn't it? I used to like whatever, and then I realized, wouldn't it be interesting if these were sexual?
Way.
I used to watch Roger Rabbit and think, Jessica Rabbit's got a nice dress on, and then I hit 14, and I was like, I'd like to come on it.
How did these fantasies manifest? Like, I get it that...
I fucked a dog.
A sexual fantasy with a monster, but, like, what's going on?
You get to kind of conform this entire fantasy that's you. There's like, no limitations. You can give that creature personality. It can be a really, like...
This is the guard's face interviewer. Like, the face, you're like, is that a shark?
Demanding monster, a really gentle monster.
How does this fantasy integrate itself into your sex life, if it does?
My husband plays a huge role. We use the toys during sex as well, and that becomes part of the fantasy and the role play, and it is...
I mean, there's one of these that's like the shape of an American football. Like, you would have to, like, you would literally have to have someone kick it off a tee into your fucking family.
Become quite a big part of my...
Johnny Wilkinson, like... Put it right up there.
Sex life.
And what are some of the hottest fantasy creatures for you?
Werewolves are like the big one because they are part human. So it's already kind of like, okay, well, maybe if I just dip my toes in a little bit.
I have a theory that, like, you know, the program Inbetweeners, you know, you can be an in-betweener. You're not like the jock fucking bucking everybody. And you're not in this group with this girl. You know, like, you think all those ones outside, like, Queen's University, that QCon thing, where they're all dressed like Zelda. If you think they're not fisting each other when they go home, you're very much mistaken. When they're all saying, oh my god, it's the end of the second volume of the comic, whenever the thing returns from Gazelzgabar, and fucking, what, and they know all those things, and they're like, they know all their knowledge, and they're telling it to, like, the other girl, and then the elves come in, and fucking, and then he knows, like, the elf language, and she is just uppercutting her fucking clit. She is loving it. Whoopsh, whoopsh. I love that. That's her. That's that freak. And then next minute you're like shoving an avatar's leg up your puss.
It's like a gateway drug.
Yeah. It really is. That's a good way of...
It's like a gateway drug. She's like, yeah, you start with werewolves and then the next minute you're fucking a Great Dane.
Putting it.
Ash's love of monster dildos inspired her to start making a few of her own toys to sell on Etsy.
Of course.
But the toys quickly became so popular that she decided to open an online sex toy company called Kudu Voodoo.
Terrible site.
When I started making, I realized just how big of a community this is, and it's really, really just gaining ground. I mean, it's something that you just can't slow down. It grew very, very quickly. Almost so quick, I was like, what did I get myself into?
What's the hottest monster dick on demand right now?
I would actually say my eggs, which is something really unexpected. Some people are really, really into the fetish of eggs being laid within them. That's a huge deal. The whole alien laid an egg in me thing is a big deal for a lot of people. This is the bat that we just designed.
Oh my god, this looks like a bat egg. Like a bit like a giant monster bat.
Yeah, a monster bat.
What is so great about having eggs laid inside you?
The sensation of like passing like the eggs into yourself is, I don't even know how to describe it. It's really wild. And after I tried it, I was like, okay, I understand why people are really, really into this.
So it feels like being stuffed, like really being full.
Yeah, it's a full feeling. Like for me, that's what I like about it is the full feeling.
I like to feel full. I like to buy a 12 pack of fucking, what do you call it? Skay eggs or whatever. I like a 12 pack of those and I make what I like to call a fudge omelet. And I stuff all 12 eggs in there and then just pop them out. Fetishes are a thing that I barely understand because I don't know why you just don't, you know. Here's what it's like for me, right? If you compare it to like food. She's like, oh, I really like eating very obscure Southeast Asian local meals, right? That's what she likes. She goes, I really like to cook it for hours and fuck about with it and extra rare ingredients and all. I'm not like that. I'm like, give me one of about three options, but I want it on a buffet available all day at my demand. You know what I'm saying? Have a menu for room service, but it's only got five things on it. But I want it like a fat little pig all day. Hello? Tit lasagna, bring it in. That's what I want. Freaky. Speaking of weird sex things, I was standing beside this couple in America. No, they were American in Mexico. And the girl goes, honey, they're probably about 45. Honey, you going to get another drink? This is a real conversation. Quite loud, because, like, no harm if there's any American listeners. You're loud. You know, you're never, no one's ever, is that someone's joke in stand-up? They're like, here's one thing you never have to say in American. Can you repeat that, please? Everybody knows their business. And they just talk total bollocks for no reason. I'm sure there's nice ones, but like, there's just like, it's just like, I heard this guy going like, so the garden, there was obviously this large wedding party, so they all knew each other. And this guy's like, your garden is so awesome. I love what you've done with the garden. Could have ended there. It's like, I always went into it and was like, I love this garden, but I think it has a lot more potential. And then you guys really just did more stuff to it to add to that potential. And I thought it was great. And I was always standing in the garden thinking like, this would be a great place for like barbecues if kids play and stuff like that. And you're like, shut the fuck up. Are they in American schools going, if anybody asks you a question, make sure to talk solidly for 60 seconds. Huh? If that was two fellas from here, we'd be like, did you get that garden finished? Did I? Here's a picture of it. Fuck me, that looks good. Job in the day. Get a few beers in sunlight. That's it. This guy would not. Meanwhile, he's fat as shit. And he's in a fucking donut, like a blow-up donut thing in the pool with a cocktail. Fucking unbelievable. But I heard that there's these two standing behind me, and there's a lot of music going on. It was like their Mexican night in this sort of big venue thing. And they were like, food was fucking insane. But she goes, you having one more drink, honey? And I'm sort of, you know, I'm waiting at the bar. I'm like, just looking about, you know, just chilling, just as you do, just fucking noticing, observing. She goes, you have another drink? And he goes, I don't know. And she goes, don't be having as many as you had last night, because you know, whoop, like this. And I went, oh God, what are they talking about? Whoop. She goes, are you okay now? Do you think you'll still be able to perform? Or something like that. And he's like, I don't know. You can really hear him. He's like, I don't know. Whatever. And he's like, well, okay then. Well, if you think you've had enough, we can just go now. And then they walked off. And I was like, shut the fuck up. She literally had a conversation like, have you had enough to drink where we can still fuck? Or have you had too much where you're like, you know, your dick's not going to work. Because I don't want you to drink anymore if that dick's not working. Class. I couldn't imagine if that conversation was over. Like, hey, honey, you gonna fall asleep on me tonight? Or have you still got enough energy to keep that puss wet? Huh? Keep that puss wet. Because I won't be fucking no two goddamn crackers stuck together. Gross. Everyone's always on about toxic masculinity, right? Here's some toxic femininity that I seen. Me and Maureen are standing there watching these fire dancers. This woman comes up before. First of all, this is sexist. Drunk dudes of any age are a nightmare. Drunk girls up to a certain age, you're like, ah, it's a bit wild, whatever. See, when you're 40 and you're a fucking shit heap woman, stop drinking. Do you know what I mean? In fact, thank fuck I'm not that much of a shit heap. You know, I like to go, yeah, fucking, let's, you know, I'll do silly things like spend all the money I have on fucking rounds of drink for people I don't know. But that's okay. But I'm not like just a fucking lechy cunt. This woman came up and she's like, I am. She kept going, I'm from Scotland. But I was like, all right. And then she's like, what are you drinking? And I went, it's Jameson. I don't know why I was drinking Jameson and Coke. Because I'd fucking drank everything else. And I was like, I'll drink some Jameson. But it's also roasting. So I don't want to be sitting there just like Jameson by itself. So I was like, give me a Jameson Coke. And sure enough, got me real fucking blocked real quick. So I'm drinking that. She goes, what is that? And I'm standing in the morning. This is like 8 in the evening watching this fucking show. What is that? Jameson and Coke. She goes, oh, that'll do or something. And she's like, now the drinks are all free. But she was like, she like fucking took it off. She's like, let me see. And then she took it and tasted it. And she was like, ha. And then she was all like, shaking her arse, and then she said something to Maureen, and then she turned around to me and she goes, "Are you married or something?" And I went, "Yeah." And then she went, "Oh." And then she like grabbed my arm and she was like, "Oh, amazing," like that or something. And then turned around to Maureen and said something, and I was like, "If you were a fella, I mean, it's typical these days to be like, imagine if you were, if that was the other way around." That's most people's fucking comedy. Imagine if that was the other way around. But you're like, all that would take is a dude coming over going, "What are you drinking?" Take a drink out of someone's hand and then be like, "You know, you married and all, sure. It's just a ring, isn't it? Who gives a fuck? Who the fuck is this walking up here? It's only a ring, isn't it?" So like, you would probably, you literally would get assaulted, I think. I really do. I really do think you would just get fucking assaulted. It was gross. But you do see that happening a lot now because of this sort of crazy. So there was a dude walk past there. I have a feeling he's going to come in this house. But there was, it does happen a lot now where people, a lot of these sort of neo-feminist ones come out with these outrageous statements. And then a lot of girls are like, "What if a dude said that?" Do you know what I mean? Especially we get all these girls where it's as extreme as like, all fucking men should be fucking killed or something. And then there's a lot of girls who probably are feminists, but they're like, "Well, no, because I, like, my dad or my fucking brothers or my friends or whatever are all men." Do you know what I'm saying? And they're all decent fucking dudes, like. So you can't really be that extreme. Like, all men are pieces of shit. It's fucked up. Like, we on holiday, we watched that Rose McGowan program, you know, which, you know, it's, this is, I wish I could just be sucked into things, right? But I'm watching it going, she obviously was one of the victims of Harvey Weinstein, right? And first of all, this is the nicest compliment that I've ever had. I was talking about him and I said to Maureen, like, because, you know, Rose McGowan was talking to someone, she goes, and the guy was like, "I can't believe," talking to this guy. I was in the shower, I could only overhear it. And she goes, he goes, "I don't know how somebody could fuck with someone in a, he was trying to say during sex or with sex, but he was trying to politen it up. So he goes like, "Oh yeah, I can't believe, you know, you would be like that with someone romantically." And she goes, "Oh, it's not about romance. It's not romantic or sexy or anything. It's power. It's a complete power move for him to be like, this is what I get to do to you, and you don't get to do anything basically now because I'm fucking Harvey Weinstein." And I said to Maureen, like, you know, first of all, I don't know why every single one of these fucking creeps that they mention, Weinstein, Bill Cosby, even if you go back to like Jimmy Saw, all these fucking sex creeps, you're like, why are they all disgusting? You know, you couldn't be fucking more unattractive, you disgusting toad cunt. Not that it would be better if they were better looking, but I said to Maureen, like, if it was, you see, that's how you know it's not about just having sex. Because I was like, you know, if he was after that much fanny, I'd be like, how much more would he get if he was just fucking charming? Do you know what I mean? Like, even though he's physically gross, if he was just like a charming guy and fucking, you know, was just treating, you know, it says some young Hollywood, like, you could easily trick, if you can trick them and fucking bully them into like some sort of sexual assault, why couldn't he just be like, "Hey, what's up? Oh my god, you're so beautiful," and take you out for fucking dates and all this here shit, and take you on yachts and all that shit. And why not do it in like a charming way instead of being like, "Get in that room, I'm gonna come in a fucking robe and then jizz on a fucking begonia." Do you know what I mean? Creepy. And then Maureen goes, "Well, that's because you're a decent man and you don't think like that." And I was like, "Thank you. That's the nicest thing you've said in 7 years. Now fuck up and get in that." Oh my god, Creepsville. But anyway, I was watching that Rose McGowan show, and of course it's horrendous, but also, dial it down a bit, Rose. You know, she goes, "I'm going to refer to him as the monster." I'm not even going to say his name. And you're like, no, say his name. Keep saying his name. Keep saying his name. Surrounding horrendous shit. If that's the problem. Don't be like, he's the monster. And all. Just go, Harvey Weinstein fucking rapes people. That guy there that you're all fucking licking his asshole because he makes movies. Harvey Weinstein is a rapist. Don't be gonna, I'm a monster. And then of course she's like so dramatic because she's an actor and she's on fucking on stage like, we are the roses, not roses in my name, but we are roses because we have thorns. And then just this whole, and then of course, and then you're like, is the documentary, what is it, raising awareness? What are you trying to do? Because most of it was like her begging up her art. Like, I do art and, you know, all my pain fuels my artwork, you know, which is for sale on my website. And, you know, it's like, is it an ad for, what the fuck's going on here? And you're obviously using your acting skills in a public speaking realm, which makes it sound disingenuous. Is that the right word? There's nothing authentic about the way you're saying it. We evolving, bloody burn. Puts her fucking hand in the air like, yeah, You know, there's a certain element of like, you know what I mean? That's why you liked the likes of Bernie Sanders and all with fucking ketchup stains on his top and his hair's a mess. And he's just talking like a normal person. You know? Like, it's... Act like a real person. Don't fucking shave your head and be all dramatic and be like, we're the fucking... Bah! And all these women, yeah. Talk some real shit. You know what I'm saying? Get a fucking podcast. Just talk normally. You don't have to be all fucking... Then you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know. There was just something very fucking unsettling about it. It was almost like, you know, she came out and then everyone's like, she's so brave and she's a hero. And she went, someone should be documenting this. Make a documentary about how brave I am. Why didn't she go out and speak to everyone else that had fucking... That would have been a fucking good film. Sorry, that mic's fucked. That would have been a good film. Her just interviewing all these... And some of like... Do you know what I mean? See when you're like... This is how unfashionable I am. I just googled tie shirt combos with a navy suit. A mentalist. So I fucking... Like some of the people that were brought up... What do you call her? Kate... You know, like Harvey Weinstein, Kate Beckinsale. Look how hot she is. Do you know what I mean? You're like, listen, Harvey, you don't get to fucking glance in her direction. How about that? You stinking heap of shit. It's fucking unbelievable. So hot. Like, that happened to fucking, you know, I mean... You know, Maureen is in ridiculous shape at the minute. You know what I'm saying? Go on holiday. There's people fucking like, literally putting their sunglasses down and be like, let's get a go at that. And shamelessly, you know what I mean? I'm walking behind them, looking like a Polish drug dealer, going like, are you really just going to fucking stare her out while I'm standing here? Do you know? But then part of me's like, yeah, work away. There was a guy, there was the same Mexican night with the fucking,
does your dick work, honey?
Maureen walks past and this guy, he looked like Harvey Weinstein, like a fucking human toad. He's like, you know, like an underbite. He's literally eating like a goat, like big mouthful of fucking food, fucking mayonnaise up his face. And he's either standing at like one of those poser tables, is that what you call them? Like a tall table, no seats around it. And he's just standing eating. And Maureen walks past and he literally like fully just stares at her tits and all like, yeah, like this. And you're almost like, bro, you don't get to even... enjoy looking at that. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm literally like, now this comes from me who's a piece of shit, but I'm like, you don't even qualify to be able to just even look at her, you fucking bag of shit. I don't know what I'm trying to say with that, but I'm just like, no, you don't get to do that. Also, that holiday has literally scared me into just trying to get fit, because when I was going to the gym and stuff there, training, feeling good, feeling strong, you're feeling good, but still eating like a spastic. You know what I mean? Did I just say spastic? I'll edit that out. Wrong, I won't. Eating like a fucking idiot. You know? And just eating like a fucking idiot. So, like, there was not much weight loss. There was muscle gain. You know what I mean? Getting big and heavy. But not getting in any sort of shape. Then I fucking hurt my back. Then I'm at buffets limping around trying to go from bacon to sausage. But also seeing fat Americans who are on crutches purely from being fat. And you're like, okay, I hate this now. And we talked about it last week. There's so many couples where, like, one of them has terribly... see, letting yourself go is a bad term. Because you're like, letting yourself go would be you kept a certain standard and then you stopped doing some stuff, then your body ran away on you. These people had nothing to let go of. They just let life happen to them. So they're like, oh, yeah, that's tasty. Eat all that shit. Not move at all. Next minute, you know, you're like a guy at the pool who's got that fucking... What do you call it? I looked it up. Let me see. Pull. Googling stuff. Is it something to do... Is it edema? Leg? Yeah, that looks similar. This guy just was a fat cunt and then so much like fat fluid or whatever around his fucking ankles. And I was just looking at it like, your leg, there we go. Mm-hmm. You're like, your leg will not be there next year. And he's putting sun cream on it. And I'm like, it looks like it should be spinning in a fucking kebab shop. Oh, look at those. Don't wear skinny jeans if your legs are like that. That's not good crack. If you're getting a physique like a baby. Do you know what I'm saying? Oh, fuck me. But like, just see that, just letting, like, you get so fat and then you fucking are so fat you can't move, and then one day you trip on something and fall, and then you get even fatter because you can't move at all, and you're just like, oh my god, are my hips broke now? And now I'm on crutches, then I'm in a fucking scooter. And you're like, all that you let happen to you there was just life without fucking moving about and going for some walks and doing some squats and shit. And it is insane that I be dishing out fitness fucking advice. But see, when you see, like, it's like a glimpse into the future, where you're like, I used to smoke, stop smoking. Thank fuck, maybe one of the best things I've ever done. Because you see these people and you're like, you just smoked your whole life and you're a fat cunt. It's literally like Russian roulette every day you wake up. You're going to drop something, go to bend over, and your eye's just going to explode and you're going to die. And there's people like doing this horrendous cough, smoking outside a thing, and then just walking in, waddling in to a fucking buffet and going absolutely nuts. And then the fucking buggy drives you back to your room and you eat goddamn fucking all the shit in the minibar. Fuck that. I was like, I need to fucking just drop major weight. I'm such a fucking... I'm a fat cunt, right? But I'm also extremely just naturally heavy. Like, I weighed myself yesterday, right? I weighed myself. Let me do the math, right? 289. I wanted to do it in pounds because my idea was I'm going to pick a round number and just have, like, a calendar and each X represents a pound and I'm just going to fucking work my way through this weight calendar till it's done. Oh, here's Maureen. Maureen, do you want to join in the podcast for a minute? What do you want? Just say it, I'll edit it out. You're going to go meet him? No? Do you want me to go? Are we going now? Okay. Well, can you give me like 15 minutes? I'll be finished. Mm-hmm. Do you want to just walk in, wave at this camera, and we'll just leave that whole chat in? Yeah, that's very boring. It's what? Too boring? What an interesting chat about worktops. Mental. So yeah, I've literally drawn out a chart with all these pounds that I want to lose. Because I think it's weird to be like, stones and pounds, and even kilos is a bit like, how much am I losing here? Pounds is actually probably better for weight loss. So I just want to be like, here's how much I want to lose. And, you know, I'll figure it out. I'll eat some healthy fats and not a lot of sugar. That's what I'm going to do. Stop drinking beer. I was 289 pounds, right? Fat. Maureen opened the door of the office there for a second, and the smell of shite that wafted in from the countryside is disgusting and also welcoming now that we're home. 289, right? So if I wanted to fight in the UFC heavyweight division, which has a ceiling of 265 pounds, I would have to lose 24 pounds. 24 pounds. Now, I would say I'd like to get to 250, which is serious poundage. Why don't I start a thing called Race to Heavyweight? Think of a good name and tweet me or fucking Instagram DM me or something. Snapchat, I still have a lot of people on Snapchat, but my God, is it shit. If you follow me on Snapchat, follow me on Instagram, because that's where I put all my stuff up. Snapchat is just too much work. And it's not fun. It used to have good filters and stuff. I used to be able to do funny videos, and now it's just like games and fucking rabbit ears and shit. They know rightly it's for kids. It's a pile of wank. But anyway, think of a funny name for that. The heavyweight something. I'm trying to shrink down to be a heavyweight is what I'm trying to do. I want to get skinny enough where I can finally fight at heavyweight. That's only 24 pounds. I definitely need to lose more than that. How funny. I look at, oh my God. And I've come across people in my life who were not many stones heavier than me, who are massively fat, which is confusing. You know, you're like, oh, this guy's one stone heavier than me. And he's so fat. I'm a fairly chunky guy with fat, so it just makes me so heavy. What other bullshit was I going to talk about? I don't know. We'll wrap it up fairly soon. I've got the words dating in the dark written down here. Watched some show last night, and there was a girl. Do you know, I was just thinking, like, people go in the dark, and they chat to each other, and they're all like, and they fucking get off with someone and squeeze their titties and, you know, rub their dicks together, and then they come out and they show them each other in the light. And then most of them are like, oh, Jesus Christ. I would so not be into that, because I'm so weird about, like, I'd be like, I need, I'm not going to kiss you till I see your teeth. Do you know what I mean? Let me see what your teeth's like. I don't know, I'm very weird about stuff. I would be weird about that. If you got close to someone and you were like, remotely the smells were weird, or you were like, don't like that. Whereas half of these fucking sluts, and I mean men and women on this show, are just like, well, so what, I'm just going to feel tits and go with someone in the dark here, who gives a shit. But there's one girl that, hopefully it's hot enough where I want my pants to be like Niagara Falls. And I went full of Japanese tourists. That's a joke, but that's so grim. But I feel like if you're gonna go with anybody in the dark on that show, if you feel like you'd be attracted to someone if they go with them, you would have went with anyone they put in that room. Do you know? And there was one girl. This would bother me. There's one girl. It's like, have you had any work done or something? Just a wee bit. You know, lips, cheeks, Botox, tits, teeth. That's nearly all your face. And then she goes with this dude who was like a fucking reasonable fucking big dude. You know what I mean? Look like a big guy, not too fat. Do you know? Got a beard going, just like a big man, big solid dude, like. And she goes, I don't know if. You know, visually, I'm really attracted to that sort of guy or something. And you're like, well, technically, if you liked him, you know, she was all like, oh, he seems really dead on. And then she's seen him. And she's like, don't know. And you're like, can't imagine. What if you had walked in there without all your fucking shit done to you and just went, don't know. And she went, well, don't worry, I'll run off and get my whole face reconstructed and come back. Like,
do you like me now? My knickers are like Niagara Falls.
I broke my own hand off there. Oh, yeah, the repeal-late thing went through. Did we talk about that in the last thing? Which, of course, because embarrassing to not have that in this day and age. There's a lot of shit in this country. Well, it's down south has the repeal thing. I mean, there was a lot of fucking shit talked about that. And you still can't get it up here. You know? Repeal the 8th. Marches in Belfast. Repeal your own 8th. You know? But it is embarrassing. It's, you know what it is? Straight up mental illness. Can I get an abortion, please? Because, you know, this baby isn't developing and it's not going to live. Let me just consult this fucking Bible here. No. Oh, that's all right. Then I'll just let it die and then kill me. Oh, sorry, but that was brutal. I mean, have you ever heard such fucking horse cock in your life? Fuck me. Like, just it governments should be there should be a guy or a girl who's fucking getting in there and they're like, what's your plans for? They go, well, we're just going to quickly change some paperwork because there are things in this country that are mental. That's not much more of a step above, you watch one of those programs about some tribe in the Sahara and they're like, oh yeah, there's a lot of them dying because they believed that if you cut yourself, if you rubbed elephant shit in it, that would heal it. And you're like, well, sorry, this mic is dicked. You're like, well, no, it's not. That's feces. You're rubbing in a cut. So, of course, you're going to die. But some of that shit, like the gay marriage thing up there, someone should have ran in and just fucking went through all the pages. Is that it there? Oh, fucking, it's like, send that in to Tina next door. Send that in, just let on that I fucking signed that 10 years ago. It's so embarrassing. And then it's just all that fucking, where religion is taking over just common sense. And like, it's not like you're going to legalize this thing and people are going to run out and fucking, oh, class, I can get abortions. Hoover it out. That's not what's going to happen. It's just when it's needed, they can do it legally. Whereas before, there was fucking, what do you call that place? Tomb or something? Where they're just like, all right, baby was born, let me fuck it down a well here. Say nothing. Sorry about that, God. You know, out of sight, out of mind, down a well, as I like to say. It's for the protection of lives. Okay, Catholic Church. Is it, what's more harm? Get an abortion early for a child that's not going to be looked after? Let it be born and fucked by a priest? What's worse? Just because you're acting like a cunt doesn't mean you can control what happens in someone else's. Fucking unbelievable. I'm going to go straight out and say it. Like, just as soon as, be religious. Quietly. Just don't. See, making anyone do things that they don't want to do. I mean, talk about rape culture. Like, that's more rape culture than actual fucking rape half the time. Oh, I have to like do a thing that apparently was made up years ago. Like, you're raping my rights. Do you know? It's fucking disgusting. But anyway. And I also have a problem with, like, this mass, like, celebration of things. There's certain things. You should act like, who, what sort of footballer back in the day would just score and just walk back? I love that shit. Or, like, fighters where they just bang, head kick someone, turn around, walk away. Mark Hunt, poof, uppercut, walks away. That's way more gangster than being like, yeah. They should have went, bang, that went through. And immediately back to normal. There we go. We're not doing this as like a win. We're doing this as a correction in society. Like, this is fucked up. Fix it. Fix it now. I'm not leaving the fucking customer services till you fix it. It's fixed. Good. I'll go and do the rest of my shopping now. It's just a correction. Get it back to normal and then that's it. Move on. It's not better. It's just right. Do you know? It's a bit like... it's like fucking you buy a car and you go, this only has three wheels on it. They don't put the extra wheel on. You go, yeah. You go, well, that's the way it should be. See ya. I don't know. But it is good that it went through. I was listening to the Blind Boy podcast. Which everyone is, apparently. He was saying about, like, a lot of people he knew who were activists in the repeal the 8th movement feel a bit down now that it's went through, and they're like, oh, what do I do now? And he was saying it was, existential angst and all this here shit. Like, it's just life, that once you achieve a thing that you think's going to make you happy, you realize that happiness is like an internal thing. It's not based on external events. And I was like, you have a point there, but also people just like to do things from a selfish point of view. So all the people that really feel like that are probably like, well, I felt like I put a lot of energy into that, but then nobody like turned up at my door like, do you know what? Well done, Patricia. You fucking killed it. Here's a check and a hamper. You're very important. Well done. I think that's more what people are like. They're like, I didn't get an individual pat on the back because this was for like a greater good. And now I feel like, says the guy who like literally doesn't really give a fuck about anything. Do you know? I can remember doing the Ulster Hall, which, you know, for some, if you were like, if you were starting stand up and whatever, you were like, imagine I played the Ulster Hall someday. And then I played it. I was sold out months in advance. And it was just like, oh my God, how'd you find that? I was like, can we still get a pizza before? Like, it was like, doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter what state you're in. Doesn't matter what events happen. You just got to work on it yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? What makes me happy? Watching vines of babies being sick. Don't know why. That's why I voted against repeal. Because I want to see more babies being sick. I didn't vote. But anyway, I better go here before the battery in this fucking thing runs out. Just remember, guys. Just be part of the Dead On Mafia. Just be reasonable and sound. And laugh at racial jokes. That's it. What song do you want to play out on, guys? What have we got? Gentle Yoga Flow. There's me looking up things, how to do yoga and shit. Asshole. What's good songs, guys? Do you know? Where do I find saved videos? Anyway, I was going to play those Belfast lads, like, fucking freestyling. Here's a song that I'd be listening to on holiday, which I forgot about. And it's a fairly well-known song. But I forgot about the end of it, which was Sa Gangster. West, and I kinda give you more, and I would never give you less. You will hear it in the street, and you can read it in the press. Do you really want to know what's next? Let's go. See the way we on it, and we all up in the race, and you know we got it. Now, the Busta Rhymes bit is obviously good, because you see him on, like, you know, fucking TV shows and stuff like that. Oh, I know what song I'm going to play. God damn. God damn. What do you call this fucking... You see, this is when I should have had stuff ready. I am literally the worst at stuff. This is a nightmare. This is what happens when I don't have a co-host. You know, I'll put something on, I'll be like, yeah, just give me 45. Also, hey, open a lot quicker, Spotify. Do you know what I'm saying? You piece of shit. I have a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going to go see Bill Burr next Tuesday. Got my sister's wedding at the weekend. Getting the tattoo done. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff coming up. Now, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? Fuck me. Unbelievable. I'll play this for you. Fuck me. Asshole. Enjoy this tune. I'll speak to you later. This tape will probably run out before the song does, but what can you do? Unreal.
Nigga ball in your court, my nigga. Take that shot, man. Let's get it, man.
You gon' respect this hustle. Ready, set, go.
Wicked
niggas get right up, get low.
Also, everyone's probably completely deaf from me ripping the mic out and doing all sorts of shit all day, but... See you later.
I know the streets back tired of this weak shit. Your style been ran through like a freak bitch. The pussy club got you angry, what you frequent? Air hard ass nigga in your sequence. Might as well shop at Victoria's Secret. Apple gift wrap, you some I love pink shit. Rent due and y'all niggas to link with. You better find another nigga to link with. Cause the nigga you link with's a lie fool. I used to bully that monkey nigga in high school. Sit at the lunch table, steal and eat his damn food. The pretty girls, they say Michael a damn fool. I get my work on and get my flirt on.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.